You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Earth Day celebrations are starting to ramp up across the world as we mark the 56th Earth Day in 2026. More than a billion people are expected to attend Earth Day events tomorrow to advocate for a cleaner, healthier future for our home planet. In Smithers and across the Northwest, communities are coming together to mark the occasion, and today we speak with Jeremy Schreiber, one of the organizers in Smithers, about how people can get involved with the events this week and what they can do every day to help the Earth flourish. Stay with us.
Good day, this is Jeremy Schreiber. I'm here in Quick, BC, and I'm one of about six folks that from different organizations that are working to organize a number of events for Earth Week in Smithers.
Great, Jeremy. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. You mentioned that there tomorrow is Earth Day 2026. And what are some of the events that you have planned for this week?
Well, there's already been a couple events that have happened. Hopefully you folks caught some of that. There was a film night on Sunday night and a talk at the Coast Mountain College yesterday. But today, this morning at 10 a.m., if it's not already 10 a.m., Shelley Worthington with United Church will be leading a contemplative walk. And there's Earth Day trivia tonight at 7, Smithers Brewing Company. There's Earth Day yoga at 12 noon today at the Central Park Building. There's an add-on here at the end. There is Coast Mountain College is doing a Earth Day treasure hunt from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. And they're telling you to meet at the gathering space at Coast Mountain College. And then come on Friday, Smithers Public Library has a recycled craft lab, create an Earth Day mural with all sorts of recycled materials. Also Friday evening at 7, poetry and song for the Earth. Again, at Smithers Public Library. And then one of the bigger events that we're hoping that a lot of folks come out to is the Roll and Stroll Parade, starting at Beauville Square in Smithers on Saturday at 10 a.m. till noon. And there will also be a green expo with a number of booths and some music happening. That's again from 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon on Saturday.
That's great, Jeremy. Lots going on, it sounds like. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the organization, those like yourself who are pulling this together, and why did you feel that you guys wanted to do a week's long of events to celebrate Earth Day?
Yeah, so it was just kind of an informal group of folks that came together. I'm not particularly aligned with any organization that this is part of, but Town of Smithers has a climate action specialist, and Smithers Climate Action is a group that there's a couple folks from there. There's a Hopeful Campaign and a few ladies from there also. And yeah, there just seemed to be quite an appetite and quite a few different ideas. So we thought, oh, let's make a week out of it. There's, you know, quite a bit of in the news and presentations that seem to support the idea that we're in what some people are calling polycrisis right now, environmentally. So kind of thinking that maybe it's time to get back on the focus of the natural world and all the great things that that provides for us, and how we can support and protect that natural world.
Yeah. You know, this happens every year, and it's always a question of, you know, what people can do at the other times of the year that would allow for, as you mentioned, to keep natural spaces natural. You know, we have obviously in this region, resource development is a big part of it, but also, you know, we're seeing climate change up close with wildfires and droughts and whatnot. And around this time of year, people always brace for, you know, what's going to happen this summer. So what are some of the things that, other than Earth Day, what are some of the things that people can do, or at least try to do, and to keep these natural spaces as they are, as you mentioned?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think one thing that people are doing is at least coming together and discussing, and I think that's important to actually identify what, you know, what are the really important problems, and what are the opportunities? There are lots of great ideas out there. There are also all sorts of different things we can do to increase our consciousness and awareness. And, you know, there's an idea that, you know, if everybody just does one thing, it will actually make a difference. So yeah, kind of that concept. But in general, maybe I'm hoping for a shift in our kind of cultural norms to value the natural world a little bit more, as it seems to me it is so important, provides so many things, other just things like fresh air and clean water and food and medicine, but you know, lots of things related to our happiness and mental health and things like that.
Jeremy, I know you mentioned that you're not affiliated with any, you know, group in particular, but obviously the town of Smithers, the Smithers Climate Action Group, and the United Church and the library are all taking part in this. You know, for yourself, why do you find it so important that we need to celebrate Earth Day?
Yeah, it's just nature for me has been a really important part of my life, my I guess almost spirituality, you'd call it. And just I'm an inquisitive sort of person, and the more I learn about the natural world, the more I realize that it is definitely getting degraded, and it's there's some dire circumstances out there. And that it is actually quite important, and that there's lots of opportunities as well. I recently learned that the history of Earth Day started in 1970 in the U.S., and 20 million people took to the streets, which was 10% of the U.S. population at that point. And wow, that actually had some lasting effects, and that was pretty incredible. So yeah, hoping to kind of maybe rejuvenate that kind of urgency and importance to coming together on this and you know, really supporting and enhancing our natural world instead of just taking away from it.
Jeremy, just the last thing for you. If folks are looking for a schedule of what to do during Earth Week and Earth Day, where can they find that?
So there is a Facebook page called Earth Week Smithers 2026. I guess it's a Facebook event, maybe. They can look on that. That's probably the best place. There's some posters around town. And also, yeah, if you do still have an idea for an event or want to be part of the expo, you can reach out and we can still fit you into the schedule. We can promote your event, and hopefully come on out and join in the community.
All right, great, Jeremy. We'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, Contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.